listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to the catch-up. I know that you're hanging out for a clue, some of you. For Sounds of the Southwest, I promised you a clue, and here it is. We've already said Harvey. It's summer in Harvey. That's already a clue. I want you to think big. I want you to think big. This is part of the clue. I want you to think big, and I want you to think about the color orange. All right, I think I've said enough. Yeah, that should be enough, right? Hopefully. 13:27:10 on Monday. I just dropped my pen. On Monday, if you are think that you've got an idea for Sounds of the Southwest. So it's Harvey. Think big. Think around the color orange. All right, I think I've said enough. Enjoy the catch-up, but we do have a big show for you today. Shane Hope from the West Australian breaking down the Derby, talking all things plastic bags. Had a little bit of a fun song in there for you guys to enjoy. We had, my mind's just gone blank. Muriel Webster called me this morning. That's why my mind went blank. She was absolutely hilarious. We talked about Apple being like $1 trillion worth. So much going on. A lot of fun on the show this morning. Enjoy the catch-up. This news is huge out of Apple. You might have heard the news about they've announced overnight that the company just happens to be worth $1 trillion. $1 trillion. How is that even possible? Good work to them. I will admit, some of the leaked audio from one of their meetings was a little bit surprising.
We could make trillions.
Why make trillions when we could make... billions?
Yeah, a bit weird, but still, that's their strategy. Who am I to question it? But from the West Australian, Shane Hope on the line. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Alan. Pumped to head along to the Triple MCG tonight for Richmond and Geelong. It should be a cracker tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. You've got to assume Richmond's going to get up, but you never know what to expect from Geelong.
Yeah, absolutely. These two have had some pretty good contests in the last couple of years. They played three times in the last 12 months. Obviously, that epic final last year, and it should be a great game in front of a massive crowd again tonight.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to talk about this. A couple of big talking points this week. Sam Mitchell was in the news this week in regards to him leaving. What do we know about that besides what he's told us?
Yeah, well, he's coming back to Melbourne, obviously. Clubs like St Kilda and Carlton will be very keen. No doubt Hawthorn would be talking to him as well. That kind of depends. Potentially, they could be doing a handover type situation with Clarkson eventually, or maybe he'll go outside the Hawthorn bubble and like he has done the last couple of years and learn the tricks of the trade somewhere else in terms of coaching. But the thing behind the scenes is that he's got a 4-year deal with West Coast. He's only 2 years through that, so whether there's any sort of compensation that has to be paid or something like that, some sort of severance there. We'll have to wait and see. I imagine that'll all get played out behind closed doors, but it's just not quite as easy as saying see you later.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's talk about it. The Western Derby, it's looking like it's going to be a bit of a, I don't know, I'm feeling like West Coast are obviously the favourites for this one, but what's your thoughts going into it?
Yeah, well, they're pretty short in betting markets, aren't they? And there's obvious reasons for that. The two clubs are at sort of opposite ends of the premiership ladder at the moment. Josh Kennedy's a massive out for the Eagles, though, I think. He's the last 4 games he's missed, they've lost 3 of those, and they've only averaged 64 points. So they haven't been able to kick winning scores without him in recent times. They're 10-1 with him in the team this year. They're 3-4 without him. So that's obviously a massive out. They get Shuey and Jetta back. That's huge for them. They looked pretty toothless in the midfield last week without Luke Shuey, so he'll add a bit of grunt there. Expect potentially Bailey Banfield to go to Shuey and try and shut him down. Freo have liked to play a tagging role on some of West Coast midfielders in the past. So either Shuey or Gaffer would have thought for Banfield. And the big one in for Freo, they lose Sutcliffe with that hamstring. That's not a huge issue. They get Nutt Tabano back. Now, he might not be the long-term saviour that everyone wants him to be. They're still looking for a key forward after Pav left. But he's been the missing link in the last 6 derbies. They've lost all of them. The last time he played, he kicked 3 and they won by 5 goals. So maybe that's a bit of hope for Freo. But look, at the very least, he gives them something to kick to, doesn't he? So it straightens them up a little bit. Marking target that the likes of Cam McCarthy hasn't been able to produce this year. So if you've got Cox and Tabano there in the forward line, it gives them a couple of good targets to kick at.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Alan Glendenning medal. Who do we think is going to pick that one up?
Good question. I wouldn't be surprised to see a guy like Andrew Gaff. He's probably been best on ground most times for West Coast this season. So he'd be the one. But if Fremantle are going to get up and cause an upset, I think Michael Walters is the one that needs to have a lot of the footy and kick a few goals. So either him or Lachie Neal if you're going Freo. But for me, I think it'll be West Coast that win and Andrew Gass to win the medal.
Excellent, mate. Well, thanks for the chat today, mate. I appreciate it. That is the fact that Coles decided to keep giving away the reusable, I'm using reusable in quotes here, reusable plastic bags for free. The whole point of everything that was meant to happen is on July 1st, they're going to phase out those single-use plastic bags. Coles would then sell the bit thicker plastic bags for 15 cents each. And they've said because of backlash from their consumers, they decided to continue to hand them out for free. Now, yesterday, they said they were going to continue to hand them out for free indefinitely. Now, Coles, doing another backflip, has decided they're going to put in a deadline, August 29th. So you can still continue to get these more thicker plastic bags for free until August 29th. I'll tell you, but Coles backflips, they seem to be just like a gymnast at the moment, absolutely nailing them, influencing a whole lot of things, including music. Look out for this next song next time you're at a discotheque. Come on, everybody, you know the words!
Coles backflip!
No more plastic, here's some plastic.
Coles backflip!
No more plastic, here's some plastic.
Coles backflip!
No more plastic, here's some plastic. No, you see that catching on? Coles backflip! Anyway, now that. And a bit of a recall notice in regards to Durex condoms. This is on our website, triplem.com.au, for more details. But Real Feel condoms have failed a pressure test after a heat treatment. In-house heat treatment, I might just quickly add. The Durex condoms, the affected batch is 1-000-432-443 with an expiry of January 2021. Basically, they've been bursting when people have been getting busy. In an in-house study, I don't think anyone, well, who knows? It depends how heated it gets, really, doesn't it? If you happen to have a batch with that expiry on it, January 2021, it is best advised to take them back to the store, obviously pre-used, and get your refund. If they're used, just throw them in the, don't throw them away. Just get rid of them. But triplem.com.au in regards to that condom recall. Of course, that, I got a phone call coming through. Oh, I think I actually know who this is. I'll put him through the desk. Hello, hello, are you there? Hello,
Muriel Webster in Darden up. How are you, Andrew?
Oh, Muriel, it's Alan. How are you, Muriel?
I'm very well. I'm cold. It's freezing cold.
Oh.
I'm like Clifford. He doesn't like winter either, does he?
No, he doesn't like winter.
Haven't heard from him for a while. With the derby on this weekend, he's probably gone to hiding. What a loser. Stop it.
Is there anything I can help you with this morning, Muriel?
More than likely not. I heard you talking earlier about a very delicate subject, condoms.
Yeah.
I must say, I'm shocked to hear such a thing on my wireless station. Dear me, standards have slipped something awful. Here's a thought for you, though, Andrew. You thought 7 years bad luck for a broken mirror was crook. Wait till you break a Franger, son, then you've got a problem.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
Shut up, I'm talking. It did remind me, though. I thought, I'm sure I've got some of these somewhere. I had a look. Well, sure enough, there they were in the medicine cabinet next to the bottle of Mercurochrome and some things for my corns. Do you know the expiry date on them was 1972? Do you think I should take a chance?
No, not at all.
Well, having said that, chance would be a fine thing, wouldn't it? Andrew, reminds me of something terribly sad that I was witness to a little while ago with one of the Darden Up damsels. There was a screaming match in her house, and the father was heard to say to the son, "Oh, my God, I wish I'd used a condom. I wish." And the mother came in and said, "Are you saying that you wish our son had never been born?" He said, "No, I've got his bloody girlfriend pregnant. Oh, my God."
Oh, Muriel, thanks.
We laughed.
I'm sure you did. Muriel, thank you so much for the call this morning. Thank you.
God, oh, Collingwood forever. We know how to play the game. I can't remember anymore.
Have you been paying attention? If you watch the show, it's very similar to a Good News Week kind of format. They ask questions about news topics that happen throughout the week. And at the end of the show, they have a quick fire round. They have a certain allotted time where they have to answer as many questions as possible. Now, one of the questions, and the reason why we're talking about this, had a little bit of a reference to the Southwest. Here's how it went.
The points of yourself. Bunbury and WA. Oh, and that brings us to the end of the show, checking the final.
Did you hear that? Bunbury and WA. So we didn't find out what the question was going to be. So all of us around the office have been scratching our heads trying to figure it out, and I've been hitting up anyone that has any affiliation with the Win Network, with the Channel 10, with Bad Dog Productions, with Have You Been Paying Attention, anyone. Obviously not Tom Gleisner's hairdresser. That person's always a little bit not busy, but that's all right. I've been trying to find out the information, and I finally got an email. I have the answer. It's not what I wanted, but I'll read it out for you. This is from Shani. She works for Network 10 as a publicist. She messaged me back after a couple of days of me harassing her, which is, and I'm going to read this quote unquote. Okay, so finally, I have the answer. The question was, in Bunbury, WA, ... and Tom was waiting for the contestants to answer what happened in Bunbury that week. The answer? It could have been anything. Tom does that when he knows there's only a couple of seconds left, just to mess with people. Yep. So this whole time, I've been trying to figure out what it is, and he's just messing with us. Mind games from Tom Gleisner from Have You Been Paying Attention? In saying that, at the end of the email, it's saying Tom's very keen for a chat next week. Maybe you'd like to ask him yourself. Oh, I will ask him. I've got... Why is he messing with us? That's my first question.
Fishing. A jerk on one end of a line. Waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the Southwest on Triple M?
Yep, and I happen to have that jerk on the line. Holly, good morning, mate.
Yeah, how are you, mate?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Fishing this weekend. I don't really think it's going to happen.
No, well, all this week it's just been insane. Well, Maxine and I on Monday, we sort of, Sunday night, we looked at the weather and thought it's a bit windy, so let's just sort of go across to the whiting. So about 11 o'clock, we headed across to the whiting patch off Eagle Bay there. There was already a 3-metre swell inside the bay, probably 15 to 20 knot winds. We did one, two quick drifts, but I think Maxine and I still wanted to go jury fishing. So we looked at the GPS and it was about 15, 20 k's to where you probably get a jury. Mm-hmm. Oh, we might as well, yeah. So off we went. Got out there. It was probably a 5 to 6 metre swell with probably 20 knot winds. But we got a couple of jewies. We also lost. I lost 7 sinkers. Maxine lost 5 sinkers. Just so you know, it drops in a hole. The next thing, the swell lifts you up, and it was just bing, yeah, gone. So,
yep.
But luckily, I've got a mate up in Perth who does lead lighting.
Yep.
And he brings me down buckets and buckets of lead, so we make our own lead. So.
Oh, that's all right.
And yeah, also too, guys, because we never see many boats out there through winter, but to be honest, it's probably the best time of the year to go fishing. And if you don't use your boat, you know what boat stands for? Break out another 1,000. Because, you know, everything seems up, that salt water gets into everything. So guys, get out there, you know, they're getting snapper everywhere, anchoring up, burling up. And, mate, they're bringing home a couple of nice snapper. Mulloway, though, at the minute are going off at Pepe, I've heard. So, guys, get up there off the beach. I can't tell you the secret bait they're using, but if you do get one, cut them open and you'll see what's inside of them and you throw them straight back on a hook. And also the snapper guys are still going off. Monaghan's is still the hot spot. Your mate Will and his young bloke have been going up there and slaying them all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
But with these blows, guys, crabs should be everywhere. So because of the wind and the swell and the everything, there's be weed everywhere. So just I've been waiting for it to settle down for a couple of days, and then we'll go out and we'll go and get a feed of them. The weekend weather, guys, is a bit insane. I just heard on the weather here, 9-metre swell on Saturday off the west coast. So, yeah, deadliest catch around there. and Monday, a bit sick there, but looks probably there's a little window there, but it's actually my birthday. So
yeah, happy birthday for Monday, mate.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, so we won't be getting out there, but be doing something here. So yeah, if anyone wants to call around and have a birthday drink with me and probably lots of seafood, you're quite welcome. So tight lines, guys, for the weekend if you're lucky.
Excellent, mate. Thanks, Holly. Appreciate it, mate.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
We love our wine here in the Southwest, of course, with so many great wineries in the region, and also some awards recently going out to a few more different vineyards around here. We absolutely love it. But there's one type of wine that's getting a lot of people's attention in France and Europe. You've probably heard when you go to a restaurant, would you like some red? Would you like some white? Well, maybe a third option could be coming sooner than you know it, which could be, would you like some blue? They are selling blue wine. That's not like Cornel Bleu, like a just a word. No, it's literally blue. It's natural as well. It's not like that weird alizé stuff. It's legitimately all not natural. What happens is when they pass the wine through through one of the grape filters, it gives it a tinge of blue, and all they've done is just let it stay blue. It looks pretty amazing in the bottles. It doesn't exactly look appetizing. It looks a little bit more like Listerine. But don't be too surprised if you start seeing it pop up around here. Right now, it's available in France and a few other spots around Europe for about $19. So it's not expensive. It, like I said, but it does look a little bit like Listerine. Which, just to sit there in a restaurant gargling.
The weekly local news wrap with Marion Print.
And I happen to have Marion Print in the studio with me right now. Hello, Marion. How's the week been?
It's been very steady, I would say.
A steady week.
A steady week. Positives, highs and lows, valleys.
Well, one of the big highs would definitely have to be the Tidy Towns Awards.
I know. The Southwest has featured very heavily in this one. Kawarumup, Augusta, Collie, Margaret River, all finalists. So super exciting. And I hope we bring it home, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll find out that. When's that? September 21st, I think it was. Something like that.
Yep, September 21st.
That's my wife's birthday, so I've got to remember that one. Also, an open letter has been written.
Yep, so Country Women's Association of WA have, they've after their conference where 268 women got together, they've written a open letter to the state government to call for the reversal of their educational cuts and their cuts to CRC, or funding cuts to CRCs.
Yeah, okay.
So, their word is expressed absolute disgust.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's a fair call.
So, hopefully, you know, maybe we'll see a resolution about that. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe they'll meet halfway, who knows?
We'd like to just see a response in the meantime. But anyway, also something innovative could be coming to Bunbury.
Yeah, so this is kind of really, really cool. So the creator of Airwave, which is sort of a balloon that sits on the bottom of the ocean and they inflate it to make an artificial wave.
They're
going to pitch it to the city of Bunbury next week. Troy is going to be opening up a GoFundMe page as well. So
yeah, that's something very interesting. That's a pretty. If I was going to do it, that's the way I would do it. A giant balloon.
Yeah, and like the Southwest is quite known for its surf and break, so it'd be cool to get that sort of attraction to Bunbury.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be a world first as well, which would be very cool.
Yeah.
Event-wise, we've got plenty happening this weekend.
Yep, so I'll start off today. So the Men's Shed in Manjimup, the Men's Community Resource Centre, will be running a workshop because there's some changes to men's health and wellbeing policy. So they're just going to be running through that and guys can head down and have their say.
Yeah, great.
Where the direction of that will go. So that's today. And the Power Pack workshop will be at Breck tonight. So they'll just be discussing performance ideas for the area as well. So you can head down to that. And the Women's Fun Run will be taking place around Leshnaw Inlet on Sunday.
Excellent. You're going to get involved in that one?
No.
No.
I'm not a runner. Is that how you say it? Runner?
You did running when we did the wheelie bin walk. You were running with Aaron at the time. Remember that?
That was forced running. That was forced.
Running away from Aaron.
Yeah, and like trying to keep in front of the car.
I wasn't going to run you over.
I didn't know that.